We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
How are you?
Hey, how you doing,
Doc? Great, great. Good to hear from you again, Brian, and nice to meet you, Ray.
Nice to meet you, yeah, sir.
We've interviewed several times over the years. Doug, I just, you know, I was... You know, a lot of people see like the Dow is up and then the NASDAQ is down. It was actually down huge yesterday before bouncing back. You know, just give us a general take on where we are in the markets right now.
Sure. I think, you know, again, it is still, you know, the Fed's game. So yesterday, really, the recovery in that tech-heavy NASDAQ came about after Chairman Powell came out and said, no, we're not that concerned about inflation and downplaying the level of inflation, which really buoyed tech stocks again in the back half of the day. And that is the rotation that has sort of taken place over the last 2 or 3 months away from that big tech, which had dominated 2020. Into sort of your more value names, your more energy names, your other sectors of the economy, your financials. That's largely a function of the vaccine and the prospects of reopening.
You know,
again, as we see the economy pick up, you'll see a greater push towards away from the stay at home towards the more get out and do things economy.
Doug, I do remember the tech boom back in the late 90s, and a lot of people got bathed on that when they got killed. But you had PEs that were just totally outrageous. These companies are making no money, and yet their stock is through the roof. What's the PE now just on average? Is it high? Is it low?
Well, it's high overall, but it's nowhere near the levels that it was back in the 90s. I also remember those days. The PE on the NASDAQ is now about 33, which is high, but it's a very growthy index, and it has like a lot of good secular themes for it that is expensive historically, but it isn't dramatically. So back in the late 90s, it was over 100 and, you know, near infinitesimal because the earnings were so small, so that multiple becomes huge. But that being said, bubbles can happen in a couple of different ways. You can have, you know, in the financial crisis, banks didn't look crazy expensive because the earnings looked great.
Right.
And they turned out not to be. So here's the question, is this dramatic earnings growth that we've seen in those sort of big six tech names? I mean, Tesla's just gotten added into that list, but the Facebooks, the Apples, the Amazons, Microsoft, these are structurally much better companies than they were back in the 90s, during the tech bubble.
Yeah, they make money.
That doesn't mean that
they money.
Can't be too
expensive. Right.
Yeah,
right.
They make money. They make a lot of money. And they'll be much more present 10 years from now than Pets.com was. But they may have gotten overextended, especially last year. They dramatically outperformed.
Well, you know, we're talking with Doug Butler from Rockland Trust, but that's sort of the key for me, right? Because we have a situation where, and I've talked a lot on this show about how the people who have money have a lot of money, and they got to find stuff to do with it. And then you talk about the Fed, and basically in the stock market, the Fed is the key, and as long as the Fed indicates they're going to keep rates low, then the market runs, and then we have maybe a trillion-plus COVID relief package. You'd think the market has room to run, but at 30-plus price earnings, you're like, well, it seems a little frothy. And so at least the ultimate question, and you can't predict it, but are we due for some sort of moderate correction here?
Yeah. There you go.
But maybe we don't get it because there's so much artificial stimulus in the market.
Yeah, it's tough to say. Right now, I mean, to be fair, we're looking at 2021 having the strongest GDP growth in over 35 years. Now, granted,
wow.
It's off you know, a terrible base, but the economy's reopening, stimulus abundant, the policy still remains accommodative. Like, with that, and by the way, companies blew away earnings in the fourth quarter. So there is still really strong earnings growth. I mean, I think the baseline estimate from here for the S&P is probably up 11%. But what could happen that could, you know, impact that and create a correction is, again, you get, you know, you get much less stimulus, or you get stimulus that then doesn't impact consumer spending or consumer behavior. You get a lot of people who've been kept afloat by this stimulus having their day of reckoning over the summer and either losing their jobs or losing their businesses. Mm-hmm. And that really could create tremendous downside pressure. And that's where the makings of a sell-off, a sharp sell-off have. I mean, you know, and Brian knows that I'll say, the market can always go down 10 to 15% from wherever you are.
A correction. Yeah, there you are.
Yeah, a correction. We don't see that as a likely event in the coming few months. But over the next year and a half, yes, there's going to be a point in time where the market's down 15%.
Doug,
but it's really hard to time when that happens.
Doug, are the valuations of stocks, you know, are they based in reality, or are they, you know, in other words, your company does, and you just mentioned record profits, which is going to kick up the PE. But nevertheless, I mean, just kind of wonder if fundamentals even apply anymore.
Well, you know, again, the notion is like, you know, there's the old Buffett quote that I'm not even sure is attributable to Buffett. And, you know, in the short term, it's a voting machine, and in the long term, it's a weighing machine.
Okay.
So it really, the earnings will drive things. And you're seeing that, like Apple's announced, you know, that they had 14 or 15 billion in dividends last year, and they're expecting that to continue to grow. So what happens is, as these companies continue to make more money, they will continue to figure out either ways to distribute it to shareholders, and that is generally preferred by us to deciding to invest it in other very expensive companies. So like these SPACs, these things that are coming out now that are very highly speculative.
Yeah.
They're coming out now as highly speculative because now is their chance. Like, they've got to do it now because if the economy does take a turn, or if there is a market correction, the gates will be barred from those sort of weaker companies accessing the market.
Just real quick,
be careful is my, like, you know, my mantra to a lot of individuals.
There you go.
And SPACs are these sort of like shell companies that have money and they have to make an acquisition within a certain amount of period, or they sort of dissolve, and so they are risky, but they're the sexy thing. They've been around forever.
Yeah.
Just real quick here before we go, Doug, and we're talking with Doug Butler from Rockland Trust. You know, you look at Amazon at $3,200 a share, or Tesla at $720, or, you know, Google at $2,070 a share, and people are like, I can't buy it. So, and you have these risky assets like SPACs. Like, if somebody is underinvested and we're finally trying to think of what to do, just quickly, like, how do people put their toes in the water here without getting burned by the scalding hot water?
I think one of the ways you can do it is by, A, you probably shouldn't put more than 20% of your money into anything. So, again, and one of the ways that people can get exposure to those names is they can get it through an ETF if they don't have enough money to, like, have an advisor. Then, by the way, that's one of the great things that Robinhood and those other people did is they democratized the process a lot better.
What's an ETF, by the way? I hate to interrupt.
So those are exchange-traded funds.
Okay,
so that's a basket of stocks that represents an index. So if you want, there's technology ones, there's the S&P 500. Pretty much there's...
It's sort of like a mutual fund that you can actually trade during the day. Whereas mutual funds you can't trade during the day, but ETFs you can.
All
right, Doug, thank you. We got to run. We're up against the clock.
Thank you. Thanks a ton, guys.
Thanks for being on.
We'll have you back, Doug Butler. The folks at Rockland Trust...
Speaks English.
They have a great group of people who can talk, you know, sometimes they're talking 30,000 feet over your head, and they're very accessible.
No, he brings it to English.
Yeah.
He does. Nice job.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.